powerful explosion has ripped through the Turkish capital Ankara, killing at least 28 people. The Turkish government says 61 others were injured when a van exploded near a military dormitory. The Turkish government has declared the blast an act of terrorism. Turkey has been hit by a series of recent attacks, including a suicide bomb attack last month in Istanbul. The United States says it's planning serious talks with China after advanced surface-to-air missiles were deployed in the South China Sea. US and Taiwanese officials say China has deployed a missile system on the Paracel Islands, which are also claimed by Vietnam and Taiwan. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi says the reports are a Western media invention. Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop, who's in Beijing at the moment, has also raised concerns, as has the United States. Back home, and Queensland's Parliament has overnight passed new laws that'll stop drinks being served after 3 a.m. Doctors and police have welcomed the lockout measures, which will come into effect from July, but the nightclub industry warns jobs will go. And Apple is challenging a US court ruling that helps the FBI break into the locked mobile phone of a terrorist involved in the San Benito massacre. Prosecutors want Apple to disable the auto-erase function, which clears the phone after 10 unsuccessful passcode attempts.